I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 547, Ready to Listen. You know, we get ready for important activities all the time. Here are just a few examples. We might get ready to run by stretching first. We might get ready to speak by looking over our notes. We might get ready for a test by studying. We might get ready to eat by setting the table, or get ready to go to the store by writing out the grocery list. But have you ever thought about getting ready to listen, and just how loving that would be if you did? This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. And on this podcast, we know listening equals loving, and so we spend a lot of time trying to make ourselves better listeners. We've all had the experience where we're talking with someone and they're listening so well, it makes us feel like we're the only person in the world. They don't seem distracted. They don't seem rushed. They're attentive to what we're saying. Their nonverbal clues and body language is tuned into us, and they're relaxed. What a pleasant experience. But sadly, we've had the other experience too. How frustrating it is to try to communicate with a person who is the opposite of what we just described. They are distracted. They're looking at their phone or at their watch or around the room, anywhere but at you. They're rushed. They're fidgety. They're clearly wanting to just move on whenever you'll give them a chance. Their body says, don't care, not interested, hurry up, so what? And they're anxious or they're bored, but they're not relaxed. What a painful experience that is. Give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's dive into listening, hear a portion of Scripture, challenge ourselves to love better by listening better. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his classic book Life Together, wrote, the first service that one owes to another in the fellowship consists in listening to them. Just as love to God begins with listening to His Word, so the beginning of love for the brethren is listening to them. Alan and Jim Fadling, in their Unhurried Living blog, addresses ways to do just that. See what you think of their ideas and how we can become more ready to listen. First, they say, begin to quiet your mind as you listen. You know, distractions are inevitable, but we can mitigate them. Put the other person in the center of your attention. Tune into his or her body language and their words. Be present and be alert to that person. Second, let God's love for the person enter into your heart. Ooh, I like this one. In other words, if we remind ourselves that this person is deeply loved by God right here and right now, just the way they are, we're more ready to listen to what they have to say. Because God is already in this moment with you and with him or with her. Number three, resist the temptation to solve the problem. That's a big one. Your job is to hear and understand, not fix and give advice. Listening is loving, so just listen. Number four, think about what God might have on his heart for that person. So their point with this one is that it's kind of a double listening. You're listening to the person, but you're also listening to the Spirit at the same time. And finally, number five, respond with invitations and questions. You might ask, what do you think God is inviting you to do in this situation? You might say, tell me more. Or you might inquire, how can I best pray for you in this? The text they quote in their blog is instructive for us. It's Isaiah 50, verses 4 and 5, where Scripture says, the sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. Oh, that's a good text. Here's the great question. How would it feel if you were known by others as a person who always is ready to listen? Let's pray. Father, in the dizzying speed of the world and of my life, I confess I'm often distracted when others are seeking my attention and needing me. Help me, Lord. Even before someone begins to speak, teach me how to be ready to listen with my mind, my heart, and with the love of Jesus who flows through me, in whose name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 548. And in the meantime, in an article for the New York Times, Adam Bryant wrote, who is the best listener you know? Think for a moment about what they do to earn that status among all your friends, family, and colleagues. It's a good bet that they do many things, They're fully present when you talk to them. They don't judge you. They don't bring their own agendas to the conversation. And they're genuinely curious about what's going on in your life. If someone were to ask everyone in your circle of family, friends, and colleagues, who's the best listener they know, would anybody say it's you? Practice some of these approaches and you'll earn that title. Because listening is becoming an increasingly rare skill. And you'll be a standout if you make the effort. And I would add, it's going to take you and me intentionally wanting to be ready to listen.